sport guru Barry Toohey. Good morning, Baz.
Good morning, guys.
Wasn't quite the fairy tale ending we were hoping for, or a continuation.
No, it wasn't pretty in the end, was it?
No,
they gave us a bit of false hope early,
mate. I was there with my scarf on. I had my beanie on, and I had the 2011 commemorative jersey with all the names of the Knights players from 88 to 2011. And at 14-0, I thought, "Hello, hallelujah, we're there." Didn't quite pan out that way.
They certainly started well, didn't they? And look, South sort of invited the Knights in early with a few mistakes, and then all of a sudden the tide turned and. For the rest of the game, Newcastle basically handed it to South. So disappointing that it blew out like it did. 46 unanswered points and consolation try at the death of the Knights. But if you look past that one game and look back on the season and what the club went through injury-wise and the travel problems that they had, I think, you know, obviously making the semis, finishing seventh, making the semi-finals, is a step in the right direction. They've just got to learn from the experience, I guess. I think there was 9 of the Knights' 17 players had never played in the finals before, so new experience for them. They've got to learn from it and come back bigger and stronger next year.
We can hope. But some of our listeners have been very harsh on them this morning, Barry. Well, why do you think it is that Newcastle people are just so unforgiving?
Well, Kim, to be honest with you, Newcastle fans are regarded as probably the best fans in the game, and look, you're going to get those fans. Doesn't matter where you go or who you support, there's always the element out there that just want to put the boot in, I guess, when the team's down, even though they're supposed fans. And the majority, I would say the majority of Knights fans are rusted on fans that take the good with the bad. I mean, that's been proven with a number of people that come to watch the games. Even when the Knights were, you know, winning wooden spoons, they were still getting bigger crowds than a lot of the other clubs. So every club's got them. Newcastle's got them, obviously. And as you say, people want to put the boot in, or they'll put the boot in if they get the opportunity. But I think the majority out there are pretty fair-minded and realise that, you know, if you have a look back at the season and the injuries that Newcastle copped, certainly some telling injuries, obviously Jaden Brayley earlier in the season, but I thought Tim Glasby, losing him, even though he wasn't one of their main players, he was still a main influence around the team, a veteran who'd been there and done that at Melbourne, losing him at a crucial time. And then the killer blow, I thought, was Blake Green going out after only a couple of games. I think he was, a lot of people thought he was, you know, he could have been the answer to the Knights' problems leading into the finals and would have made a huge difference in the last few games. But he only lasted a couple of games for the Knights and he got injured as well. So disappointing, but as I say, back next year and they've just got to improve and get some of those games out of their system where they don't turn up and drop their bundle pretty quickly.
You mentioned Blake Green. Number 6 is still a bit of a mystery though for next season, isn't it?
It is. Obviously, there's a couple of young guys. Tex Hoy's one. I guess Phoenix Crossland's another that's played in the halves. They're probably the future. Whether they're the future initially, I think Newcastle, the Knights are looking for a 5-8. Whether they can find one and bring one in that fits the bill remains to be seen. But they have got money in the cap for a 5-8, and they are out there looking. They'll also have to bring in another prop or another back row prop type player as well, and maybe sign a couple of other players. But the squad's mostly, they've got the squad together, basically, and they've got to make a couple of additions and hopefully keep all of them on the paddock next year. That's going to be the key.
Okay, so Tyson Brazil will be joining us for the pre-season. Jaden Brayley, will he be fit for a full pre-season?
Yeah, he'll be fit for sure. He probably, if the comp had stretched into November, he would have played again, Richard. The beauty of him going down early, I guess, is the fact that he might have missed this season, but he'll be raring to go next season.
Okay, well, as teams are eliminated from the finals, Brad Fittler adds more to his train-on squad for State of Origin, which will be after the NRL series finishes. And, of course, a lot of talk about the fact that David Clemmer's not there, Baz.
Unbelievable. When you consider that Brad Fittler's named a 27-man squad, and he can't find a spot in that 27-man squad for a bloke that's played 14 Origin games and 19 games for Australia. He's 26, so he's not over the hill. And he's stats this year are remarkable. Probably better than they have been in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years when he's been regarded as one of the best props in the game. I think he's led the most contact metres of any forward in the game. He was fifth or sixth in metres gained and second in offloads. And here he is, he can't make a 27-man New South Wales squad. But Brad Fittler didn't want to pick him last year. He didn't want to pick him in the first game last year. It was only Ryan James pulled out through injury. I think that Fittler brought Clemmer in. He broke his wrist in that first game, missed the second game, and then didn't want to bring him back for the third game. And I think Tarek Sims got suspended, so Clemmer got a reprieve there. So he has shown in the past that he doesn't particularly... Clemmer's not one of his type of players, and he's proven it again this year for whatever reason.
Daniel Safidi is in the squad. The other Knights player, obviously, Kalyn Ponga for Queensland, might miss the series because he needs shoulder surgery, Barry.
Well, he should miss the series, Richard, to be honest. I think the shoulder injury's probably, he had a scan yesterday and it's a little bit worse than they thought. And the suggestion is now that he could be out for 3 months after surgery, or it could even stretch to 6 months. I'm not sure it's that serious. It's sort of a cartilage damage in there. And if it's a 3 month recovery, then the Knights should pull Kalyn out of the Origin series. Simple as that, because I mean, they're paying him $1 million to play for them. And if he's not ready to go because he plays Origin, he's not ready to go at the start of next season, then, it falls back on the Knights.
Yes.
So I think if that recovery period's right and he needs that to recover, then Newcastle and Kalyn have got to do the right thing and he's got to get his surgery done and miss out on Origin this year.
And finally, who's your tip to win the grand final?
Oh, I've got no idea. Look, Penrith to me are the team that obviously have only lost once all year, knocked over the Roosters last week. I don't know that, because they're such a young team, I just don't know whether, when the pressure's going to be on them, whether they're going to be able to get over the top of that. But the Roosters did lead them 12-0 last week and they came back and played pretty well to win the game. So at this stage, I'm still tipping Penrith to win.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, mate. Thanks for that. Have a great week. We'll catch up Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Barry Toohey on 2HD.